A secret I keep tucked inside my chest, written by Yellow Magical Girl, and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, The Locked Tomb, Relationships, Gideon Nav, and Wake, A Wake Remembrance of These Valiant Dead. Rating, teen and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. Summary. After giving birth, Wake and the bomb are both physically healthy. A Wake Remembrance of These Valiant Dead was exhausted, and likely very lucky. She had just given birth alone, and while she felt very weak, she didn't think she was in any danger of dying from complications of the birth, at least not in the next 48 hours. She wasn't sure if the beast in the tomb would kill her before it killed the Emperor. Just in case she had a chance of survival, she remained in orbit to heal. Surely she had thrown Gideon and Pyrrha off her tail for long enough. The bomb, too, seemed healthy. 10 tiny fingers and 10 tiny toes. It, and it had to be an it, because a she would likely grow up into a little girl, into a woman, and it would not. Had the echoes of Wake's nose and chin. It wouldn't grow up for Wake to see just how much of her was in Bomb. She could see wisps of red hair on Bomb's head, so soft and fine. According to her parents, Wake's hair had been very fine when she was born, and it had soon thickened in the months that followed. Bomb wouldn't live long enough for Wake to see if the same was true for it. Bomb didn't need to be too healthy. It was going to die soon. But Wake needed Bomb to survive long enough to die at the tomb, and not any sooner. Plus, Wake didn't want to listen to Bomb's cries. She adjusted her shirt and bra to allow Bomb to feed. Bomb stopped crying. Its eyes opened, soft gold staring up at Wake. Somewhere distantly, Wake remembered that Bomb's vision was so weak that the furthest thing she could see was Wake's face. Wake's top priority had always been the blood of Eden, but she had tried to be a part of her family's life as much as possible. Wake remembered the way that Pesh would cry when she was hungry, the way that kings and monarchs of the earth and her husband were both always tired before Pesh started sleeping through the night. Wake tried not to think about leaving the Dominica system for good and taking Bomb home to meet the family. Tried not to think about the way kings and monarchs would coo over Bomb. Pesh, at least, probably wouldn't coo over Bomb. What 10-year-old wanted to be around an infant? Even as they grew, Wake couldn't see Pesh particularly wanting to hang around with her baby, and then toddler, and then little girl of a cousin. Maybe it would be different when Bomb was a teenager. No. Bomb would never be a teenager. Bomb would never be a toddler or a little girl. Wake would never get to see her daughter and niece grow up together, because the bomb was going to die today, and Wake would probably die with her. With it. And then the sound of a ship docking pulled Wake from her hormonal musings. Gideon had caught up with her. Or maybe they were Pyrrha, but in this case them being Pyrrha wasn't any better because she wouldn't let Wake kill Bomb to unlock the tomb. Shit, Wake said as she pulled Bomb from her breast. She felt no remorse for swearing in front of an infant. She had taught her niece to shoot and swear, and if this was a daughter instead of a weapon, Wake would have taught her as well. Wake put Bomb down on the ground, ignoring its fussing, and walked over to where she kept the hair suit and the bio container. The end.